was she like?
She had red hair.
Oh? How big were her feet?
What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me what it was like to have someone. To be with someone. To love someone and have them love you back. We're all gonna die a lot sooner than I'd planned. You're the closest I'll ever get to knowing.
So you and Gilly never?
No. She just had a baby. And she never offered.
But if she had, you would have. You'd have broken your vows.
The interesting thing is, our vows never specifically forbid intimate relations with women.
What?
I shall take no wife. Yes, that's in there. There's no denying that. I shall father no children. It's very specific. But what our vows have to say about other activities is open to interpretation.
I don't think Sir Alistair cares much for interpretation.
Anyway, there's nothing for him to interpret. We didn't. So what's it like?
There's this person. This whole other person. And you're wrapped up in them. They're wrapped up in you. For a little while, you're more than just you. I don't know. I'm not a bleeding poet.
No, you're really not.
What did I get for it? An arrow, 6 inches from my heart.
There'll be arrows for all of us soon, I imagine.
There will.
They've already done the worst thing to me they could ever do.
Go get some sleep, Sam. I'll take this watch.
You never fucked a bear. You know you never fucked a bear. Right now, I don't want to think about the bear you never fucked. Right now, all I want to think about is each one of these arrows fanning its way into a crow's heart.
We could be waiting here a while.
Good. The longer we wait, the more arrows I'll have. When they came up here, to our land, and put up a big wall and said it was theirs. Then they started hunting us down. This time, we're the ones doing the hunting.
You've got a lot to say about killing. Even more words than arrows.
Back in those villages, I killed just as many of them as you did. More, I reckon.
Yes, but none of those were your crow lover.
I probably killed him already.
So you've said.
And if not, the only thing left of him is going to be his fun bits hanging around my neck.
More words. Know what I think you do when you see him? Serve him up a nice, juicy slice of gingerman.
Well, you've been thinking about that gingerman. Wondering what it tastes like. Jon Snow is mine.
Anyone else tries to kill him, I'll have an arrow for them.
Not one of your bald friends is fast enough to stop me.
And what is it that couldn't wait until morning, Tarly?
Mr. Aemon. How did you know?
That it was you. Who else but Samwell Tarly would be wasting candles to read in the middle of the night?
Let me help you.
Oh, no need. I know my way around this library better than any other place in Castle Black. Thousands of books, and no eyes to read them. Old age is a wonderful source of ironies, if nothing else. But you didn't answer my question. What are you reading?
Maester Fall.
Ah, the Wildlings. I can assure you that the closest Maester Fall ever got to a wildling was this very library.
But what he says about what they do, it's all true. It's exactly what the survivors of their raid report.
Yes. Imagine the stories wildlings tell about us. Love is the death of duty. I told that to your friend Jon Snow once. He didn't listen. And neither did you. Which is why you've abandoned your watch atop the wall to come here and read about the terrible things that may have happened to the girl you love.
I don't love her.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do. Heard it in your voice when you first brought her to me. I remember how it sounds. I was in love once.
You were?
You can imagine all manner of horrors befalling that poor girl and her child. Is it so difficult to imagine that an old person was once, more or less, like you?
I'm sorry, Maester. I didn't mean it like that.
You know who I was before I came here? What I could have been if I'd only said the word? Of course you do. I met many girls when I was Aemon Targaryen. A future king always does. Some of them were quite forward in their attempts to win my affections. One of them succeeded. I was very young.
Who was she?
I could tell you everything about her. Who she was. How we met, the color of her eyes, and the shape of her nose. I can see her right in front of me. She's more real than you are. We could spend all night trading tales of lost loves. Nothing makes the past a sweeter place to visit than the prospect of imminent death. Go to bed, Charlie.
Strict orders to not open the gate.
Oh, Pip, open the fucking gate!
I never heard you curse before.
Yes, well, let's get used to it. Are you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Of course you are, my bravest fella.
It was horrible.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know until I got back.
Don't let them send me away, Sam.
Never.
I know there's no women allowed.
Anyone who tries to throw you out will be having words with me. From now on, wherever you go, I go too.
A 100,000, you say?
Yes, sir.
You can say it if you like. We should have sealed the tunnel while we had the chance, like you suggested.
It was a difficult decision either way, sir.
Do you know what leadership means, Lord Snow? It means that the person in charge gets second-guessed by every clever little twat with a mouth. But if he starts second-guessing himself, that's the end. For him, for the clever little twats, for everyone. This is not the end. Not for us. Not if you lot do your duty for however long it takes to beat them back. And then you get to go on hating me. And I get to go on wishing you wildling whore had finished the job.
You'll be safe down here. I'll check on you as soon as I can.
You're leaving me again?
I'm not leaving you.
You're going up there and we're staying down here. That's leaving. You said from now on we'd stay together.
I didn't mean in the same room.
What are you going to do out there?
Help my brother.
How? You're going to fight the Free Folk when they come? They'll kill you. In Molestown they killed everyone.
I can't just hide here with you while they're fighting out there.
Why not? You won't matter up there. You will down here.
I am a man of the Night's Watch, Gilly. I made a promise to defend the wall, and I have to keep it. Because that's what men do.
Promise me you won't die.
I promise you, I won't die.
Please! lot more wildlands on the other side of the wall than this side. We've got lots of weapons and things. This is the perfect place for us to be.
I've never thrown a spear before. I never held a sword with a proper edge. There's no place for me to be. You're not afraid?
Of course I'm afraid. There's a band of wildlings coming to kill us.
If you're afraid of a band of wildlings, how in seven hells did you manage to kill a White Walker?
I didn't know I was going to kill it. But I had to do something. I didn't have any choice. It was going to kill Gilly and take the baby. If someone had asked me my name right then, I wouldn't have known. I wasn't Samuel Tarly anymore. I wasn't a steward in the Night's Watch or son of Randall Tarly or any of that. I was nothing at all. And when you're nothing at all, there's no more reason to be afraid.
But you're afraid now.
Yes, well, I'm not nothing anymore.
The men are up top. Didn't count more than 20 down here. Leftovers. I've got a big fat one, little bony one, man in the front.
Oh, I heard the wars.
Well, we'll be up and over before they know what's happened.
Let's kill some crawl! Yeah! Come on!
You have the wall.
What? What are you fucking waiting for? Loose!
You heard the man! Loose!
Ah! Ah!
Did you get one?
No.
Shit, Pip!
Shit. Sam.
Yeah?
I think we're gonna die.
If you keep missing me, Will.
Generations have defended this castle. She's never fallen before. She will not fall tonight. Those are fiends on our walls. They eat the flesh of the men they kill. Do you want to fill the belly of a fiend tonight?
No!
Tonight we fight. And when the sun rises, I promise you, Castle Black will stand.
Yeah!
The Night Watch will stand.
Yeah!
With me now.
Discipline. No training. Gang of thieves, that's all this is. I commanded the city watch of King's Landing. Those men obeyed orders.
We can't just let them attack the gate.
The bars of those gates are 4 inches of cold rolled steel.
Those are giants riding mammoths down there. Do you think your cold rolled steel's gonna stop them?
No such thing as giants. A story for the children.
From the sling!
Just got word that Sir Alistair needs you below. The most experienced man he's got said he needs you.
Need it below. Yes. Yes.
Archers! Knock your arrows!
Yeah!
right through the heart, he's dead.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah.
Well, then.
You're all right. You're all right. Oh, get help.
No,
there's the wind was coming. He's going to make it all right.
Gate won't hold. Take 5 men. Hold the inner gate. Hold the gate. If they make it through,
they won't.
Come on, Hill. And you, Cooper. You three, on me. Come on, you lazy bastard.
Oil!
Fire on the raft!
Protect the gate!
Hold the gate.
But we need men here.
Tell John. He's in command. Let's go.
Take that.
Get to the top! Jimmy!
Your name's Ollie, right? Well, listen to me, Ollie. Get me to the top, and when we give a signal, bring us back down. Jimmy! Find a weapon, Ollie! Fight them!
Again, drop fire on them. If the climbers get too high, drop the side on them.
Come
on, brothers, now fight with me.
Might as well enjoy our last night, right, boys? Light the fuckers off! No! No! No!
Stop that.
We've got 20 arrows in him already.
You and John,
we hold the gate.
Blood Snow's not no commander.
We hold the gate.
Mother, save me. Father, save me.
The gods are down here.
It's the six of us, you hear me?
Please. Light gathers. Now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father, no children. I shall wear no crowns
and win no glory.
I shall live and die by my post. I am the sword in the darkness. I am the watcher on the walls. I am the shield and guards around the bay. I pray for my life and all that in the night's watch. To this night and all the nights to come.
I don't want you out there.
You can't protect me forever. There won't be anywhere to hide if the castle falls.
I need him more than I need you.
Oh!
We need you, boy.
Enough for one night.
Don't cheer too loud. They still outnumber us 1,000 to 1.
Chains. We'll question him later.
I shall throw you from the top of the wall, boy!
Aye. We should have.
It's me. I promised you, didn't I?
We held them off.
For one night.
This is a great victory.
Great victory. Lance was testing our defences. He almost made it through. And he has more giants. He has more mammoths. He has 1,000 times as many men. They'll hit us again tonight. Maybe we can hold them off for a day or two, but we'll never beat them.
Where are we going?
Going to find Mance.
You can't do that. No one gave you any orders.
Who's left to give orders? The Wildin army is only an army because of Mance. He united 100 warring tribes. Without Mance, they lose their leader. They lose their purpose. They go back to fighting each other, scatter back to their home.
Without Mance? You're going to kill him?
I'm going to try.
They'll never let you within 100 yards of him. And even if they did, even if you managed to kill him.
They'll kill me. They don't go, they'll kill me anyway. They'll kill the rest of us too.
They won't just kill you. They'll boil you. They'll flay you. They'll make it last days.
You're right. It's a bad plan. What's your plan? Brothers down here to help you. We need to burn the bodies. Raise the outer gate. And lower it again as soon as I'm out.
What are you doing?
I promise Mormon I'd never lose it again. In case I don't come back.
Come back.